Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hey folks, Scott Hennett back after a couple day hiatus. Glad to be here. The Stars and Stripes are flying above the nation's capital. I'm looking right now at the U.S. Capitol and a beautiful Stars, Stripes, Old Glory, right to the right of me, flapping in the wind. And I see some distress behind it in the U.S. Capitol. And throughout this town that I think it's kind to call it a swamp. It's a sewer is what it is. I've seen prettier looking swamps. This one is a sewer. And I'm trying not to get any on me. But I'm in Washington, D.C. because our country is in peril. Our elected officials are failing the American people, and it's time for a call to action. We're brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Listen to this. How about Sloppy Joe's? How about Swedish meatballs? How about Tater Tot Hot Dish? Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience at a PetroServe USA near you. 4-for-$4 deal all day, every day at PetroServe USA. That is the Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 2 homemade cookies, and a 20-ounce drink. $4 for all of that at PetroServe USA, bringing you our fine program. There's no PetroServe USA in Washington, D.C., and there's not a lot of common sense. There is in our audience. My friend Tom Homan is here. Tom led ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement, for Ronald Reagan, Bush 41, Clinton, Bush 43, Barack Obama, and Donald Trump. And he is sounding the alarm, and has been, over and over and over again. Tom, good to have you back. How are you, my friend?
Doing fine. Thanks for having me.
What do you want our listeners to do about this mess?
Look, they need to call their representatives, their congressmen, their senators, and hold them accountable. You know, these elected officials are accountable to us, not the other way around. I mean, last time I testified, I was yelling at a member of Congress to try to shut me up. And I know more about borders than she'll ever know. And she kept telling me my time was up. And
that was about a year ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I
stick,
you can pound that gavel all you want. I'm going to speak. I'm holding you accountable because you work for me. They work for the taxpayer. So look, you know, raise hell. You say, well, what can my Republican senator do because he don't control the Senate? He can certainly boycott the Senate. He can certainly refuse to negotiate any infrastructure bill. He can certainly say, no, we're not going to do any work. We're not sitting at the table with you guys until you show us some action on the border. So, you know, the Republicans, you know, the Democrats, they're street fighters, and they stick together. And the Republicans always want to do things the right way, and I in a professional way, I get it. But at this point in time, they need to become street fighters. Because I told them, if you don't take some action and start pushing back in this administration, you're never going to win another election in 15 years, because their whole purpose of having open borders is that they really, truly believe these people are future Democratic voters. They don't have to vote. All they got to do is be counted in the next census, and that means more seats in the House with Democrats, which means perpetual power.
Before we do anything else, I want you to describe the problem, because you've been on the front line of this for a long time, literally at the tip of the spear. And maybe this will motivate more people to call their member of Congress. That's what you're suggesting. Just be heard.
Congress can ultimately fix this. All they got to do is fix 3 simple loopholes. When I was ICE director, I was up on the Hill so many times saying, if you fix 3 simple loopholes in the law, we can secure this border. And one of them is the Trafficking Victims Protection Act, Reauthorization Act, where it said, children, if you come across the border and you're under age 18, if you're a 15, 16, 17-year-old Mexican national, if you're not a victim of trafficking, you're immediately sent back. If you're from Canada, you're immediately sent back. However, if you're from Central America, it takes years. They get a whole new different set of rules. Why? Treat the children from Central America the same we treat them from Mexico.
And by the way, it is inhumane.
Yeah.
Because what we're doing is saying, come on up. We've added a magnet, haven't we?
Well, they're doing, look, they've had 116,000 children in the country. And when I say children, 70% of them are age 15, 16, 17. 116,000. They've already lost track of 40,000. They don't know where 40,000 kids are.
Well, you and I were at the border together, and Border Patrol agents said, go to the airport, Scott. You'll see everything you need to see. I went to the airport. I was looking for some sort of transport plane where they're picking. No. FEMA is funded by the federal government through writing checks to NGOs who then literally, where do you want to go? Where do you want to fly to? And they go through the fast lane without IDs, a big envelope, and are going anywhere. And I ask these guys, how do you track them after they leave? He said, we don't. Once they're through airport security, we're done. And the numbers of that amount of people are what, did you say? That we just don't can't track anymore?
One third of them, they can't find them. These are children. And if we, you know why? Because they're not vetting the sponsors the way the Trump administration did. And look, you know, I've been on those planes, too. What in my day, when I was a special agent, we enforced the law, we arrest people, deport them. And a smuggling organization said, okay, I want to charge you $5,000 and give them to Chicago. Now, if you pay a smuggler to smuggle one of your relatives up, you only got to give them to the border. The U.S. government, taxpayer money is going to give them to his final destination. The U.S. government and the Biden administration has become part of the criminal conspiracy. Look, and I'm not saying that lightly. This is the first president in the history of this nation that's actively facilitating illegal entry in this country.
And not only illegal entry, but the criminal activity that results from that.
Oh, no one celebrated more than the election than the criminal cartels of Mexico. Donald Trump pretty much put them out of business. They're making millions of dollars a day. And they control that northern border. And right now, 40 to 50% of the Border Patrol is not on the line because they're busy with these, you know, processing these groups. And when you got half the Border Patrol on the line, then the cartels take advantage. That's when they send the fentanyl across and the guys that don't want to be arrested.
Well, look, how
Border Patrol's arrested 11 people on terrorist watch list. 11. These are people that don't want to be arrested, right? So they arrest 11 people on the terrorist screening database. There's 350,000 gotaways. How many of that 350,000 gotaways are on the terrorist screening list? We'll never know, but someday we'll find
out.
We'll
do the math if we've caught 11.
And right? How many fentanyls come across that border?
How does that happen, by the way? How does fentanyl get across the border?
Because the cartels will send huge family groups or huge groups to one area, tie up all the border for resources. Like the other day, this is a fact. I saw the assignment sheets someone sent to me. The other day, they searched so many resources at Del Rio, and again, still at the Rio Grande, there was 224 miles of southern border unprotected. 224 miles where there wasn't a single border to on that line. That's how the fentanyl gets in.
Do the cartels know that?
Oh, yeah. They're the ones that send these groups. They tell these groups exactly where to go and what time. Then once the Border Patrol resources search that area, that's when they move the drugs, that's when they move the gang
members. This sounds like Roadrunner. This sounds like a bad cartoon. Right?
I mean, the Biden administration has surrendered security of the border to Mexican cartels. They control the border, not us.
What is it?
Because
their...
I tell you, I talked to a senior committee. When Del Rio mess is going on, this is a true story. High-level Border Patrol officer called me and says, Tom, we're at Broken Arrow. He goes, we are overrun. We've lost operational control of the border in this area. And we're getting no help from the White House or the department. Everybody knows the term Broken Arrow is. You're overrun. You can't handle it. And there's just people running by. And they lost control. And the secretary that same day stood on stage in Del Rio saying the border is secure. The guy openly lies to American people every day. He was on Chris Wallace this weekend and said 15,000 people. And instead of saying release, he said they're in immigration proceedings. No, they're not. They're released on a notice to report. The notice report on the bottom says you are not in immigration proceedings. You are not being detained by ICE for humanitarian reasons. You are released. So at the same time, he's saying they're in immigration proceedings. He knew they weren't. At the same time, he's still on stage and says, don't make the trip. You won't succeed. And you'll be sent back. At the same time he's saying that, 15,000 are being released out the back door.
But if I were them, I'd know that that's just talk anyway. And
actions speak louder than words.
Yeah.
And every one of these Haitians got released. They're on the phone right now to their relatives or friends and tell them exactly how to do it.
Tom Holman is the former acting director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. You see him on Fox News regularly. Also a senior fellow, by the way, at the Immigration Reform Law Institute. We started our broadcast from FAIR, the Federation of American Immigration Reform, on purpose, because we wanted to set the table for the problem we have and give you some action items to take it on. So normally we'd be obviously opening up the phones and talking about the news of the day, but this is that important. If you have a question or comment for Tom, you can text us at 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590, or call me, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550 on the program today. So when they say, no, we're sending them back, right? This is what the Biden administration said. You're saying that's not true.
The majority are being released. 83,
they're bald-faced lying.
83% of the family units get released in the United States. Title 42, here's the irony. They're in court arguing to keep Title 42, and the judge is laughing at him. I said, wait a minute, you're violating Title 42 every single day. You're releasing over 80% of the family units. Why the hell? You are violating Title 42, so why should I continue giving you authority on Title 42? And I tell you, I got a phone call last night. There's another 14,000 on their way.
From
Central America. And the instruction as it stands right now from three different sources that were on the phone call yesterday is that they're going to forget Title 42 because it's bad optics having everybody wait around. They're just going to release them all. That way, because this...
In other words, not have a bottleneck at the border just as soon as they get here, let them in.
Administration is all about managing the optics. They don't manage the crisis. They manage the optics. That's why they concentrate on all these extra resources to process quicker, because if you don't have an overcrowded facility, then you don't have a crisis, according to them.
What is their end game here? Is it more voters?
Yes.
Is it that sinister?
It don't have to be voters, but that's the end game. But even before they can vote, I said they're going to be counted in the census. They overturned Trump's census rule.
Right. So it's a redistricting issue, too.
Exactly. More seats in the House of the Democrats.
All right, short break, back with more of our conversation with Tom Homan from our Radio Row in Washington, D.C., a nation in peril. Our conversation continues after this. Don't go away.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
On What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by Patriot Mobile. You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless. I mean, this border situation is one thing, but spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, take your pick. You know, there is something we can do, and that is buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together, now more than ever. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. So that excuse is gone. Oh, I like my coverage even though I'm giving it to a woke company. No.
and they have plans to fit any budget. I love that. We've been paying for unlimited data for a long time. Then we go back and review. We don't even use it, so we're paying for more than we get. They have a really good customer service team that can analyze all that for you. 100% U.S.-based customer service support team. And you know what? I think the most important thing, they share our values. They support organizations that fight for religious freedom, for constitutional rights, for sanctity of life. Our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Also, discounts for veterans, first responders, multi-line accounts. Support a company that loves America, loves you, and shares your values. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flag family or call 972-PATRIOT. Sylvester, Morristown, South Dakota, for the great Tom Homan. Go ahead, Sylvester.
Yeah, Scott, you was talking, you seen that beautiful flag over Washington, and I wonder if you looked a little lower, is there a fence all the way around that place yet? And are National Guard guys, they're supposed to protect it?
Yeah, isn't it incredible that Congress won't vote to secure our nation with a fence, but they got one around the Capitol? Again, it's all about them, right? Like I said, when same thing with defund the police. They want to defund the police. All these, you know, the left up there want to defund the police. Meanwhile, our taxpayer dollars pays for their protection. I said from day one, Nancy Pelosi wants to defund the police and defund your protective detail first. She'll lead by example. You know, the Capitol Police, they got 1,000 of them up there protecting them. Many of these congressmen have protective details 24/7 paid by the taxpayer. So if you want to defund the police, please lead by example. Defund your protective detail first. You know what? They never did it. Not one of them.
Well, it's just added to the list.
They're hypocrites.
Yeah.
I had a meeting at Capitol Hill 2 weeks ago. It took me an hour and a half to get to a room that would normally take me 20 minutes. So, the wall works around the Capitol, and the wall works around our country if it does do it.
What is the fix, ultimately? Should it be that wall? I know you and
the wall's part of it.
Yeah.
The wall's part of it. It's one tool, but the fix is return to the Trump policies that we worked hard on and worked.
And by the way, the only way that would, the correct me if I'm wrong, but the linchpin of that was the Remain in Mexico policy, enforced by Mexico, where Mexico has a vested interest in actually enforcing it, right?
Remain in Mexico was a game changer.
And correct me if I'm wrong, a court said, hey, you've created this problem, Biden administration. You've got to go back to the Remain in Mexico policy, correct?
They did, but they're slow rolling it. Yeah, I don't.
What does that mean, slow rolling it? They're disregarding
a
court?
They don't want to do it, absolutely. And they're trying to justify in the court whether this takes time. We need to cooperate in Mexico. Look, we had the cooperation with Mexico.
We scared them.
Trump scared the hell out of them. But you don't think you think Biden's going to threaten the way Trump did and bring the wrath on them? No, they're not going to. And look.
Even if they do, they probably do it with a wink.
It's already been done. They just got to dust off the plan. We already did it. Dust it off and re-implement.
They don't want to secure the border, though, do they?
No, this is by design. This is open borders. They haven't done one thing. Not one thing to secure the border. They haven't done one thing to slow the flow. The only thing they've done and they've worked at and worked real hard at was processing illegal aliens quicker so they can release them quicker so there's no optics that there's an overcrowded facility. That's the real thing hurt them.
So tell me, our recent crime spike is real. How much of that would you put at the border? How much of that would...
Some, I couldn't give a sentence when I tell you this. Border Patrol's already arrested over 9,000 criminals. They arrested 49 people convicted of homicide. And these are people that don't want to get caught. They know they have a criminal record, and they know they're going to have the fingerprints run. So the 350,000 gotaways, these are people that got away. They never got touched by Border Patrol. That's based on camera traffic, drone traffic, and foot traffic. Border Patrol can count 350,000. We know it's more than that because some of them can't count. So if you're a criminal, you don't want to get caught. So if they arrested 9,000, how many of that 350,000 were convicted criminals? How many of them were predators? How many of them were carrying fentanyl? How many of them were MS-13 gang members? Again, the criminal cartels control the border. They send a large family group through one area, tie up all the border for resources, and move the bad guys to another area. They pay a lot more because the cartels actually sneak them in the United States undetected.
So we got a rope-a-dope going on, which tells the cartels where to get drugs through. We've got additional crime in the U.S. and criminals coming across the border, Tom. And we've got what I think every Republican, every Democrat, every conservative, every liberal should think is a horrific human rights issue in the trafficking. Human trafficking is going on. And you're telling me they care more about padding the voter rolls?
Yes. Yeah. They don't, you know, human trafficking is at all-time high, sex trafficking at all-time high, fentanyl smuggling at all-time high. We've already got 92,000 overdose deaths. And DEA says 95% of fentanyl comes across the border, especially when half the border patrol is not on the line. It all goes back to unprotected border because they're pulling the border patrol away from the line. They detailed hundreds of more border patrols down the southern border. They didn't detail them down there to do the national security duty. They didn't detail them down there to put them on the line. They put their two-man processing center to process even quicker. My son's a special agent with ICE. He's down there in detail. And he says, you got to feel bad. These border patrol agents are walking around like zombies. They're not even engaged anymore because they've been beaten down, overworked. And you got administration, a commander-in-chief who has abandoned them, and a secretary who's abandoned them. They're just demoralized.
Can you explain what happens in a typical human trafficking situation? Maybe that is something that would awake people. I mean,
there's a lot of scenarios. If it's a human trafficking sex organization, they'll smuggle the female up, force her into prostitution. That's how they make the money. And someday they may release her, but only when she has nothing left. And there's other trafficking where they're brought up and put into servitude. That happens a lot with the Chinese. They smuggle across the border. They'll give them to a place. They'll work the hell out of them. They'll keep their identification, and they got to work till they pay off the smuggling fee with Chinese, like $35,000 each.
I heard a story the other day about someone.
Most of it's prostitution, though, sex.
That's the worst of it.
Yeah.
I heard a story the other day about a salon that sold hair extensions, and the hair extensions were actually real hair, and they said the vast majority of them come from human trafficked girls whose heads are shaved so they can then sell these hair extensions. I mean,
yeah.
They're a commodity, right?
Yeah, they're a commodity, but the most sick thing they do is force them into prostitution, girls as young as 12 years old. And that I've seen. I've done investigations with the girls as young as 12. They're probably younger. Some of these children that the Biden administration's releasing, over 116,000, they can't find 30% of them. And God help us. Some of those children right now are being sexually abused, are in pornographic movies, and they're victims of trafficking. And this administration just don't care. If they cared, they secure the border like President Trump secured the border. When President Trump, let me tell you something. People say all anything they want about President Trump and me. They call me Nazi. They call me racist. Well, you know, go to hell. I enforce the law. I'm an equal opportunity deporter. I don't care where you're from. If you're illegal, you're leaving. But bottom line is, when President Trump was president, and illegal immigration was down 83%. How many women didn't get raped?
Right.
How many women didn't get trafficked? How many children didn't die? How many children weren't forced into some sort of sex pornography? How many millions did the cartels not make? How many Americans didn't die of fentanyl overdoses? How many millions did the cartels not make? Same cartels that murdered border patrol agents and ICE agents. President Trump saved lives. Whether you like it or not, he saved lives by securing the border.
Sure did. Tom Holman, you're a hero. Keep at it, my friend. Glad you're on that wall, tip of the spear.
I'm not going anywhere. 2024, baby.
There you go.
We'll go back and fix this mess.
Exactly.
The right guy comes back.
You'll be there?
For the third time. I have my third retirement party.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you. And we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Top U.S. military leaders were questioned on Capitol Hill over their roles in the deadly Afghanistan withdrawal. On Tuesday, Republican Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri.
It seems to me that you put a high priority on making sure that you were favorably portrayed by the D.C. press corps. You spent a lot of time doing that. Fair enough if that's your priority. But at the same time, we had a rapidly deteriorating, frankly, disastrous situation in Afghanistan, which resulted in the death of 13 soldiers, including one from my home state, hundreds of civilians, and and hundreds of Americans left behind. And in my view, that mission can't be called a success in any way, shape, or form, logistical or otherwise. General, I think you should resign. Secretary Austin, I think you should resign. I think this mission was a catastrophe. I think there's no other way to say it, and there has to be accountability. I respectfully submit it should begin with you.
The 8th Division World Champion boxing legend Manny Pacquiao is officially retiring from the sport. Manny is also a Philippine senator. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hinnon, live at the nation's capital. Because the nation is at peril. That's why we're here. Our elected officials continue to fail the American people. Obviously, Joe Biden wants what we have at the border. Same with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. Or they would at least even seem to be doing something about it, right? So now we got to go to people that we elected and do everything in our power to make sure they are putting the pressure on. Tom Homan was here a moment ago. His solution was Republicans should do nothing, should shut down Congress. In other words, walk out. Do what those crazy Democrats did in Texas when they said, no, I want the ability to kill a baby, so I'm going to just, you know, get in a plane and go to some faraway place. What's that, Kev?
Totally agree. Shut it down. Shut it all down.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly an approach. Now, I think that the Republicans see the political environment right now as one that favors them for 2022 and 2024. So why not ride this out? But to do that is to do what Tom also told us, is to say, okay, human trafficking is okay. Fentanyl coming across the border is okay. Children we've lost track of and don't know where they are is okay. We'll just have another couple of years of that before we turn this around. So, I guess the question is, what do you want to happen to stop it? Meanwhile, as I mentioned earlier about Patriot Mobile, I'll tell you about MyPillow and Mike Lindell. I think all we can do at this point is support the people who support us. And channel that into the people that are the loudest voices, that have the attention of members of Congress to fight on these fronts. And Mike Lindell is one of those people on election integrity. Mike has been proven way more right than wrong on everything he said about election 2020. I don't know about you, but that makes me want to buy more pillows and robes and slippers and other things as well, because I want to support him. I want to keep it going. He has the Lindell Recovery Network. If you could care less about the elections, you think everything was perfect, I hope you care about helping addicts get out of the chains of addiction. I really do. Mike Lindell does that and so much more. His book, buy that for every young person you know and say, in this world you will have trouble. Mike Lindell had 19 near-death experiences and came out of every one of those to have a platform known as MyPillow to be an international name fighting on this front now. Think about that. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, and also FrankSpeech.com. If you're tired of fake news, you'll love FrankSpeech.com and their nightly programs. And they even have better MyPillow deals there. You can also use the promo code scott@frankspeech.com, mypillow.com, or call 800-506-9028. Peggy Davis is here. Peggy's a cattle rancher from Tombstone, Arizona. The entire Davis family lives on the Davis Ranch. It's 25 miles north of the Mexican border. It was founded in 1867. The Davis Ranch is now darn near shut down, being overrun by illegal aliens and drug runners. And Peggy's here to talk about what her life is like on the ranch for her and her children and grandchildren who live on that ranch. Peggy, it's nice to see you again. Welcome back.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Give me a typical day at the Davis Ranch on the U.S.-Arizona/Mexico border.
Well, there's always just your general chores to do, making sure that all the animals are fed, that all your fences are up, and so your cattle are where they're supposed to be. Certain times of the year, they're in different pastures, of course, because we do, and I think that ranchers are the ultimate environmentalists.
Yeah, no kidding.
But everywhere we go, we have a firearm. Even my 16-year-old grandson carries one with him when he rides out in the pasture. It's just a situation where we don't know what we're going to come across on any given day. If there are drug runners, of course, they're not wanting to be caught. So you just need to be able to protect yourself as well as you can. Because when we call 911, it's at least a 45-minute turnaround for somebody to get there.
Pointless. They're going to be long gone by then, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
So we remain vigilant. That's all you can do. I don't want to live in fear, so I choose not to. Protect my life and my property any way that I need to, and as long as we still have those freedoms. It's just that day to day we take care of our business and what needs to be done.
Is it exhausting though? I mean, does anybody care? Do you say, hey, what in the, you know?
No. Nobody cares except the other ranchers.
But it's got to be exhausting to live in that day in and day out.
For 30, 40 years, yeah, it's exhausting. And we had, as you can figure, the four-year reprieve that we had with Donald Trump. It was absolutely astounding how quickly they kept themselves across the border.
Explain to that. You went through decades of this.
Yes.
The Trump administration comes in, it literally stops.
Almost immediately.
And you feel like, wow, we have what should be the typical ranch life here back.
Right, and then you realize, well, we don't know how forever this will be. We had hopes, but, you know, there, many of us believe there was a fraudulent election, and I believe he really got reelected, and we just feel like it's been stolen from us. And, you know, I'm just angry. I'm angry at that I feel like we're losing our country.
So explain to me what it felt like after 4 years of literally the way it's supposed to be, and then compare that to what now happened. Is it worse than what it was before Trump?
Oh, 100%. And almost immediately. I say that in that literally on the 21st of January, the day after the inauguration, there was a little six-year-old girl just to the east of us in New Mexico, right across the line in New Mexico. She was taken out of her kitchen at a ranch there and by three illegals, and her mother discovered she was gone so quickly, and their dog followed her away, and she called the Border Patrol, and the illegals figured out that the Border Patrol was on their tail, so they abandoned her 3 miles from the house in the middle of the pasture, and that's where they found her. Thank goodness they did find her, but that was the day after the inauguration. I mean,
are you kidding me? Was she okay?
She's okay, and the family has since moved away from the border. So people don't want to live there. And if they don't have to, you know, this man was a hired man that lived on that ranch, and he was able to move to Wyoming to get as far away from the border as possible.
Can't blame him.
There are so
another
many
disruption to the family and, you know, try and get people down there, I imagine. Not to mention just the trauma for the daughter.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, terrifying.
So that literally is sort of the sign of what's to come then.
Yes, and then on in a neighboring county to the west of us, One of our good friends was robbed. She's got a little clothing boutique store in a very small town there, Sonoyta, and she was broken into by illegals who I believe were M13 gang members. And they set a little fire inside her store. They left. They'd been doing drugs. They left drug paraphernalia. They stole a bunch of clothing. Kidnapped a woman that lived close by and beat her up. And this is on either side of our county. I live in Cochise County, and thank God for our sheriff, Mark Daniels, who does have a Southern Arizona patrol team who helps secure the border. In my opinion, the Border Patrol doesn't have control of the border. The drug cartels decide who comes across the border. But because of our sheriff and the good work that he does, Cochise County is a little better right now than the counties to the east and to the west of us. And then you get into Texas and you have a whole new ball game there.
So the traffic you see on the Davis Ranch at the U.S.-Mexico border, I imagine after all these decades of seeing this and now ramping back up during the Biden administration, you must be able to say, okay, that's human trafficking. Those are drug runners. Those are people here that just, you know, want a better life and don't mean us any harm.
Yeah, there aren't any of those anymore.
Is that right?
No, they don't. There's none of those in our county anymore. They're all drug runners now.
It's drug runners.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a violent racket.
Yes.
Yeah. So that ramps this up considerably as well, and your safety's in peril when
right, because most of the drug runners already have an arrest warrant in the United States for them, and so they're armed, heavily armed. They do not want to be caught, and they're not going to be. If you're in their way, they're just going to take you out.
So and we talked earlier to Tom Holman. He talked about, you know, the fact that known terrorists have been caught.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So, obviously the cartels know a little bit about this drug running game, right?
Mm-hmm. Quite a little bit.
Yeah. Are you actually finding drugs?
No. No. In fact, they have pretty much stopped all marijuana load crossing in our county. They're taking it to the east and the west of us, and they don't leave it anymore. And you know, they used to once in a while leave a pack here or there, but it's not left anymore. Most of what's coming across right now in Cochise County is coming through the port of entry, and it's fentanyl, mostly fentanyl and things like that. The marijuana traffic isn't coming into Cochise County right now. It's coming to the east and the west of us.
What do you want people to do? We have about a minute left here, and I'm curious how we can help you going through this horrific situation.
Well, you know, every person out there ought to know who their representative is. And I know a lot of conservative, good people who haven't got a clue who their representative is. If you aren't involved, it's time you got that way before you lose your country. Figure out who your representative is and make them miserable. Get all your friends to make them miserable. Make them be accountable. That's what this is all about, is holding their feet to the fire. Who in this world thinks that Congress is doing a good job? Nobody that I know. And it's time that they earn their income. And we've just got to be accountable, and we've got to push for election integrity. If we don't push for that, we're done as a country.
That's pretty simple. You don't have borders, you don't have a country, you don't have elections that are real, that
exactly.
You can trust, we don't have a country.
Exactly.
And
you can't take it for granted anymore. I can't express that enough. You need to get involved. It's up to you. Don't just leave it to me to come here every year. It's time for everybody to be involved.
Well said. Our best to you, your kids, your grandkids, everybody fighting this battle, because you're on the front line of it and seeing the impact of it day in and day out. Your story is powerful, so keep telling it, okay?
Well, I will, and I do thank you for the opportunity.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
Peggy Davis from the Davis Ranch in Arizona, right just literally miles away from that border. Think of that.
Heart,
you know,
just breaks for her.
I know, and we just sort of go through, you know, way up there on the northern border, everything's fine, you know,
yeah.
No worries. Yep, great point. All right, your calls, questions, comments, we come back, and much more, live from Washington, D.C. Don't go away.
Hey, it's Scott Hinton here. So excited to tell you about, in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all of the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. Or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI VIN dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI VINs, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Morning, man, she woke up fighting mad, bitching and moaning on and on about the time I had. And my Tuesday, you could say.
Back on What's On Your Mind, we're live in Washington, D.C., the nation's capital. I can see it from where I'm sitting right now. I'll send you a picture. Should I post a picture so you guys can see our vantage point here? I'm looking over Union Station, which is steps from the Capitol Complex. There's the Hart Office Building, where Senator Kevin Cramer has an office, and Russell, where I believe Senator Hoeven is at, and just a little to the right of that is, of course, the U.S. Capitol. And we're here to try and make a difference on this. Thanks for your emails, questions, and comments on this, by the way, and welcome others. Give us a jingle, 2580550, 2580550. Kevin Flynn riding shotgun today. Todd, the radio god, holding down the fort at 550 K-Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains. Kev's at the studios of AM 1100 The Flag off I-29, of course, coming to you from the booming Bakken, KTGO 1090 The Flag out west, Williston, Watford City, Tioga, Stanley, Crosby, Ray, Powers Lake, that whole northwest corner, of course, KLTC on the western edge, and Dickinson as well, part of the What's On Your Mind family. The Biden administration has an incompetent foreign policy that's triggered a massive new migration crisis, a heightened the threat of terrorism. You heard that directly from our guests so far today, that terrorism threat is targeting the United States. And the architect of all this and the Biden immigration policy, this director Mayorkas, admits the situation he created is, quote, unsustainable. They like to say the right thing, but they don't do the right thing. We get it. Tell us something we don't know, Mayorkas. It's unsustainable. What are you doing about it? Oh, defying a court on remain in Mexico. You can't make it up. You really can't. Hey, my friends at Pucklich, Valley City, North Dakota's home for Chevy, Pucklich, Bismarck, and Pucklich, Buick, GMC. Chevy, Buick, and GMC have some great pre-owned deals. I have one today. Where can you buy a vehicle? It's pre-owned. It's sharp. It's a Chevy Cruze 1LT, a red exterior, jet black interior, about 54,000 miles is all. So this thing just broken in, Kevin. You know what the price on this is? Great gas mileage. $12,500.
Yeah.
Incredible.
They're
incredible.
Great at it. They really do it well.
And I'm looking at a Chevy Silverado 1500 LT. You can buy that now for $20,000. That's a red one, too, interior black. A Chevy Suburban pre-owned, $16,500. I mean, talk about a safe vehicle, sharp, gray exterior, ebony. Just check out PucklichValleyCity.com. You'll see what I'm talking about. I love my 2020 Trail Boss Silverado. Absolutely love it. I'll never drive anything other than a Chevy truck after smoking a deer in this thing and feeling like I'm in this cocoon of safety. Absolutely love it. By the way, we're finding out what's on your farm and what's on your ranch. Just text me an invite. We'll be there. We'll say, thank you. We're coming to you. With the Pucklich, what's on your farm, what's on your ranch, Trail Boss, Silverado, invite us. Love to be there, okay? Love to be there. Just tell us, Scott, come on out. Text me at 701-237-1590 right now. Texter says, I agree with Tom Homan. Let the federal government shut down for a while. It's doing things it shouldn't be doing more than it's doing things it should. So having it not doing anything, we'll be good. Shut it down. Should we just ask for that? Shut it down. Sylvia says, hey, Scott, thank you so much for today's show. One of the best I've ever heard. Well, how kind of you, Sylvia. There's a lot to talk about. There's COVID craziness out there. I was in San Francisco last week. Our daughter has her first job out of college. And the job took her to the Silicon Valley, Menlo Park, to be exact, where Facebook is. She lives in San Francisco. You know what the norm in San Francisco is?
No.
Kev, you want to know the norm?
Please, yeah. No, but yes.
Restaurants, public. I mean, you can't go into a public bathroom. You can't go to a restaurant. You can't go to a hotel. You can't go anywhere without showing your vax card. Are you poked? To hell with HIPAA. To hell with your health privacy. I mean, we are so blessed to live where we live. We are so blessed. And it's not that we don't have our fair share of overly, shall we say, COVID careful, right? I mean, to the point of just basic normal things, we're spreading this fear. I don't like it, but it is so much better. Governor Burgum says that a lot. You didn't like the mask mandate? I get it. Shortest one in the country. And a legislature that said, nope, we're not doing that here anymore. It's a lot better here than it is in a lot of places. I'm just telling you. So be glad we live where we live. But if we don't have a border, we don't have a country.
Yep. It's
plain
all,
and simple.
It's all over. Yep.
Plain and
over.
Simple. Plain and simple. And by the way, we're still going to have Christmas. I've checked on this with a greater authority. We still will celebrate Christmas.
Yay.
In the coming days. Exactly right. And we have decided we are going to go to a special place at Christmas time, New York City. December 7th through the 11th. You can leave from Bismarck, you can leave from Fargo, your choice. And my wife Maria and I are going to host this. And she loves New York City. And we're going to go put up with a little bit of the wokeness of New York City. But we are going to bring the North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota Christmas spirit to Washington, D.C. If you've never been there, you're going to love this. It's great. I mean, it's from Central Park to Top of the Rock to the Radio City Christmas Spectacular, the Rock Sex, Broadway shows, the whole deal. Call Group Travel Planners for a full itinerary and all the details. 952-898-3478. Ask for Jason. He'll take care of you. 952-898-3478 or send me a text. 237-1590. We'll get you the info.
Supercharge your productivity with the ultimate green machine. Butler Ag Equipment has a variety of Fendt tractors on the lot with 3.29 financing for 60 months. Not only do these tractors come with the best maintenance warranty, but they are packed with raw power and great fuel savings. Stop in to Butler Ag Equipment today to get your Fendt tractor, where great products and better service come standard.
About it. In just 10 years, the Minnesota state budget grew from $14 billion to $26 billion. That's almost double. Did your income double in the last 10 years? And now Governor Tim Walz wants to raise taxes again so government can grow even more instead of eliminating wasteful spending. Think about it. It's time to stop the wasteful spending. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.